continue to worship with the Word of God. Today's scripture is in John chapter 21, verses 15 to 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Today, the sermon title is, "Peter, do you love me?" Pastor Tim.
I want to wish all mothers happy Mother's
Day. 愿神祝福你们，赐给你们智慧。
May the Lord bless you and grant you knowledge.
也给你们每一天所需要的这个能力。
And also grant you daily strength.
我们一起来低头做个祷告。Let's
bow our head to pray.
主，我们为我们的孩子们向你感恩。
Lord, we want to thank you for our children.
主啊，感谢你，他们自从他们年幼的时候就能够来学习主你的话，把主你的话藏在他们心里面。Lord,
we want to thank you. Since they're young, they're able to learn your word and store up your word in their hearts.
主啊，祝福他们前面的道路。Father,
we pray you would bless their future road.
主啊，我们为他们祈求，但愿他们每一位，主啊，都
Father, we pray that each and every one will know you. Follow you and be a faithful servant.
主啊，今天也为所有的母亲们来向你祷告祈求。Father,
we want to pray for all the mothers here.
主啊，我恳求你赐给母亲们属天的智慧。That
you grant them heavenly wisdom.
主你自己的能力。That
your own strength.
神你的爱,
Your love.
主啊，让他们却是带着盼望，主啊，带着喜乐的心，来服侍你。
That they will carry love and joyful hearts to serve you.
主啊，在这时刻，我恳求主你预备我们的心来听到。
At this time, we pray you will prepare our hearts to listen to the sermon.
让我们能够专一的来聆听神你的话。
That we will be focused to hear your word.
打开我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵。
Open our eyes and our ears.
让我们能够接受神你所为我们预备的恩典与祝福。
To accept the words that you've prepared and the blessings that you prepared for us.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
你们还记得当你们刚刚到美国的时候？
Do you remember when you first arrived in America?
第一件事情，或者是你很希望做的事情是什么？What's
the first thing you really want to do?
我想在做来美国的时候，有一件事情我们都想做、都必须做的，就是我们要考到这个驾照。I'm
sure the first thing you're planning to do and want to do is really to get your driver's license.
我们常常说，在美国如果不会开车，就好像没有腿。
There's a saying that in America, if you can't drive, it's like you don't have feet.
有多少人在这里当你们这个考你们的驾照的时候是第一次就通过的？
How many of you amongst us take the test and pass the first time?
那其他的就是超过一次啦。
But the rest of you, you probably tested several times.
想一想，如果你的先生或者你的配偶或者是你的朋友在考驾照的时候不通过。
Think about your friends or spouse. Maybe they didn't pass the first time.
你会怎么样的对他说？
What would you say to them?
或者是你想别人怎么样的对你说？
Or perhaps what do you think they would say to you if you didn't pass the first time?
或者是啊，继续的再努力。
Or maybe work harder.
我想我们每一个人在人生里面，我们都会经历失败的时候。
I believe that each and every one of us have experienced failure.
我们都会经过考验。
We have experienced being tested.
我们都有这种经历，我们考试考不及格。
We've experienced failure in exams.
我们所期望的，我们所希望听到的是什么？
What do you wish or what do you want to hear in sermons?
我们在跟随主，我们做主门徒。
We want to follow the Lord. We want to be His disciple.
我们至少有四个方面，在我们人生里面，我们我在我们的这个生活里面，我们需要这个来为主做见证。
There are four areas in our life that we need to be witnesses for the Lord.
我们跟主的关系。
Our relationship with God.
我们在家里，我们跟弟兄姐妹，我们跟我们家人的关系。
Our relationship with each other at home.
我们在教会，我们跟弟兄姐妹的关系。
Our relationship with brothers and sisters at church.
还有我们在社会里面，我们的工作，我们跟我们邻居的关系。
Our relationship in the community among our neighbors as well.
许多时候我们觉得说，哇，这个我们的生活实在太挑战。
Many times we feel that our lives are too stressful.
很艰难。
It's hard.
在这四方面里面，我怎么样的能够胜利？我们怎么样的能够来见证主
？In these four areas, how can we rise above? How can we witness Lord?
往往我们觉得说，我失败的比我成功的更多。
We feel that what we fail is more than what we have succeeded.
希望今天透过这段经文。
So today, I hope that through this sermon today,
不但是来鼓励我们在座的母亲们，
not only does it encourage those mothers who seated
here, 也来鼓励我们所有弟兄姐妹跟随主的门徒，
and also those who are brothers and sisters seated here, and also those who follow the Lord.
我们跟主耶稣基督的关系是建立在主的爱。
Our relationship with the Lord is founded on the love of Christ.
而这个爱不是隐藏的，这个爱是借着我们的顺服来彰显。
This kind of love is through submission that it shined out.
我们借着顺服主，我们来经历更多的经历神在我们生命里面的那个爱。
When we submit to the Lord, we will experience the love through Him.
今天我们刚所读的这段经文。
What we read today in the passage.
我们知道彼得他是主耶稣十二门徒其中的一位。
We know that Peter is one of the 12 disciples.
他也是主耶稣这个核心里面这个门徒里面三位中的其中一位。
We also know that Peter is one of the three among the inner circles.
所以主耶稣彼得跟主耶稣的这个关系是非常好。
So Peter's relationship with Jesus Christ is very intimate.
在主耶稣这个十二个门徒里面。
Among the 12 disciples,
如果我们要给彼得这个取一个名，他可能就是主耶稣的这个大弟子。
If we want to give him a name, he should be the number one disciple.
我们也知道，当主耶稣被抓捕的时候，主耶稣被钉死的时候，彼得在他人生的这个考试上失败了。
We know that when Jesus was being captured, Peter, for his first time in his life, found the greatest failure.
他竟然三次不认主。
Indeed, he had denied Christ three times.
那位爱他，那位关心他的， 那位老师他竟然在人面前不认主耶稣。The
one who loved him, cared for him, taught him, the teacher, he denied him before men.
之前彼得还曾经在这个众门徒中间说,
Before men, Peter said to everyone,
彼得愿意跟主, 跟主去为主舍命,
that Peter is willing to go follow him and die for him.
耶稣回答他说,
Jesus replied to him,
耶稣在这里也预言他说, 你愿意为我舍命吗?
Jesus said to him, you willing to die for me?
我实实在在地告诉你, 鸡叫以先, 你要三次不认我。
I tell you truly, truly, before the rooster crow, you would deny me three times.
果然当耶稣被逮捕的时候, 彼得却是像耶稣所说的, 三次不认他的老师, 不认他的主。
Indeed, when Jesus was captured, three times, Peter denied Christ.
一个像彼得这样在人生里面失败的绝望的一个人，他怎么样的能够再一次被恢复呢？
How do you restore a person who has denied Christ three times and have been in such a failure?
再一次被挑望起来来跟随这位爱他的主呢？
And once again being raised up to follow the Christ?
所以在这段经文里面，希望今天能够跟大家分享两个很重要的 这个两点。
Through this passage today, I want to share with you these two points.
重新反思主爱。
Time to re-examine the love of Christ.
重新反思主爱。
Time to re-examine the love of Christ.
在这段经文里面，15、16、17节都有记载。
In the verses 15 to 17, this is what is stated.
15节那里告诉我们，当他们一起，耶稣向门徒显现，这是第三次。
In verse 15, it says that Jesus have appeared to the disciples a third time.
耶稣对西门彼得说,
and Jesus spoke to Simon Peter.
约翰的儿子西门,
Simon, son of John.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
耶稣用 当初他呼召彼得的这个名字来叫他，约翰的儿子西门。
Jesus called Peter with his previous name, Simon, son of John.
耶稣出来传道的时候，他呼召门徒。
When Jesus came out to call his disciples,
这12位门徒,
there are 12 of them.
当耶稣第一次见到彼得的时候，他就叫他约翰的儿子西门。
The first time when Jesus saw Peter, he says, Simon, son of John,
来跟从我,
come, follow me.
彼得跟随了耶稣3年多的时间,
Peter has followed Jesus three and some odd years.
因为信心软弱的缘故跌倒了,
due to his weakness, he fell.
主耶稣再一次来呼召他,
Once again, Jesus called him to follow him.
彼得他最大的问题是什么呢？
What is Peter's biggest problem?
他的问题就是他对耶稣的爱失去了信心。
His biggest problem is really he's lost faith in the love of Christ.
耶稣在这里他问他，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Jesus at this point asked him, do you love me more than these?
为什么耶稣会这样问他, 这些是什么意思呢?
Why did Jesus ask him that question? What does these mean?
耶稣是问他, 彼得, 你爱我比门徒们我爱我更深吗?
Jesus asked him, do you love me more than the disciples love me?
彼得当日你在 门徒面前你说我愿意跟随主去舍命。
Peter once upon a time has boasted before everyone that I'm willing to die for you.
彼得，你的爱会比这些门徒们更深吗？
Peter, will your love be greater than these disciples?
彼得回答。
Peter replied.
彼得在众门徒回答。
Peter replied, before men, disciples.
主啊，你知道我是真心爱你的，比这些门徒更爱你。
Lord, you know that I love you. I love you more than these disciples.
彼得在跟随耶稣的这个道路上跌倒了，失败了。
When Peter has fell in this journey of following Christ,
他有没有可能继续的来再爱耶稣呢？
Is that possibility for him to continue to love Christ?
那耶稣怎么样来鼓励彼得？
How did Jesus encourage him?
他没有问彼得说，你为我做了什么事情呢？
Jesus didn't ask Peter, what have you done for me?
你向多少人传过福音呢？
How many people have you witnessed to?
你最近有没有读过上帝的话？
Have you read the scripture in the last days?
你有没有去爱穷人？有没有去周济穷人？
Have you helped and loved the poor?
主耶稣问他，
Jesus asked him,
Peter, 你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
彼得回答，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
Peter replied, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
主能够看透我们的心。
The Lord can see our heart.
只有主知道。
Only the Lord knows.
我不需要怎么样表现，不需要在主面前表现，神知道我内心所想的。
I don't need to show him. He knows my heart.
主耶稣在这里，他让彼得来反思主的爱。
At this point, Jesus is giving Peter an opportunity to respond and to think about his love.
三次的主问彼得，同样的彼得用同样的话来回复主耶稣。
Three times the Lord asked in the same phrase. Three times Peter respond.
你们在座的如果懂得电脑，我想你们可能知道这个是什么意思哈。
Those of you who is computer wise can understand what that means.
我曾经在电脑行业里面做了大概十几年。
I used to work in a computer field for 10 odd years.
我常常会用这个电脑的这个指令。
I used that computer language several times.
这个叫 ping.
It's ping.
Ping 的意思是什么呢？就是啊，你们知道啊，有些人知道哈，就是我们，你知道吗？这个电脑跟这个主机之间出了障碍，那你不晓得这两台电脑是不是继续的有连接。继续的有在连接在那里操作。
So ping means that sometimes when you want to communicate from the computer to the mainframe, you have to make sure there's no disconnectedness between that communication line.
所以在这里测试一下这个主机跟这个电脑这台电脑之间它们是否还是连接的。
So it's to ascertain the connectedness between your computer and the mainframe.
所以你从你那台电脑你就ping那个主机看，就是发一个短信给他，看他会不会回你。
So you're sending a short message to the mainframe to see they will respond to you.
啊，如果你收到回应的时候，你看到哦，原来这个线路是通的，没问题。
So when you receive the reply, so you say, oh, it's connected. There's no problem.
所以耶稣三次的用ping的方式，用问题的方式来ping彼得。
So three times Jesus pinged Peter.
让彼得去想一想。
So Peter can think about it.
我们之间的关系是不是还是这样子的连接？
That our relationship, Jesus and Peter, is still connected.
有一些解经家在这段经文里面说，耶稣问彼得三次。
Some commentators said that when Jesus asked Peter three times,
就花注重专注在一这个希腊字里面的这个爱这个意思。
They focus on the word love in Greek.
耶稣第一次ping他的时候
，the first ping，
耶稣是用那 agape 就是。神圣的爱，就是那永远坚定的爱，问彼得说：“你是不是爱我？”
The first love is used is the agape love, a love, a divine love, asking Peter, "Do you agape me or do you love me?"
那彼得呢？他怎么回应呢？他听到了，
When Peter responded, he said, Lord, you know I love you, but the love that he used in Greek is not the agape love.
在希腊文里面，他是用另外一个字，这个是什么？ 人与人之间，弟兄之间的那种的爱。
He used a different love in Greek that represent the love among brothers and sisters.
所以耶稣继续的再问他。
So Jesus continued to ask again.
是的，听起来好像这个非常有合理哈。
It seems to make sense.
可是我想我们不要太专注在这个希腊字哈，这个爱。
We don't want to focus so much on the Greek meaning of the love.
就像中国人，我们有爱，有喜欢，像这样的这个字眼。
Like in Chinese, we have love, we have like.
在四福音里面,
in the four gospel book,
这个 agape 跟 phileo 这两个字呢, 会是通用的。
The word agape and phileo is used interchangeably.
所以我想更好的解释就是神的话要让我们看见。
So a better explanation through the word of God is to allow us to see
彼得曾经三次不认主。
That Jesus for three times have denied Christ.
同样的在这里耶稣也三次的问他重新的问他这三个问题你爱我吗？
Similarly, Jesus gave him three opportunities to ask him, Do you love me?
同样的问题问三次,
the same question, but asked three times.
就是要彻底的进入到最中心,
and that's to ascertain his heart.
就像我们把洋葱的时候一片一片拔到这个中心,
it's just like peeling the onion skin.
主耶稣要彼得反思主的爱。
Jesus wants Peter to think deeply about his love.
让他重新的来去思考他对主的爱。
That once again he has to review the love he has for Christ.
不止在知识上，要他到心灵里面来去自己来去评估一下他对主的爱。
To bring from the head to the heart to determine how much he loved Christ.
许多时候我们犯错误的时候,
Frequently when we sin,
我们自己觉得我们好像被淘汰了, 我们没有资格,
we feel cast out, we are unworthy.
我们孩子、学生, 很多时候他们做错事情的时候, 他们犯错的时候, 我们就说 time out, 我们就给他暂停。
So when our kids and our children have done wrong things, we would time them out.
好像是我们什么都不能做了。
It seems we seem helpless.
我们觉得无助。
We feel incapable.
如果是有机会的话，有可能我们还会被人说：“我给你一个机会，第二次的机会，你回到这个队伍的最后，你就重新排队。”
If there's an opportunity, we might be given that you can go to the end of the line and start again.
耶稣在这里给彼得再一次的机会。
Jesus gave Peter another opportunity.
但是他是以爱来向彼得启示这个第二次的机会。
Through love, he's given Peter the opportunity to respond.
耶稣要让他知道彼得你要怎么样的爱我呢？
Jesus wants him to know, Peter, how can you love me?
问题是出现在彼得，不是出现在主。
The problem lies not in Christ, but in Peter.
神, 我们的主是用无私的爱，无条件的爱。
The love of our Lord is unconditional and
用那永远坚定的爱来爱他的儿女。
The love that is eternally strong to love his children.
同样的，今天主在问你我。
Today, God is asking you and me.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你是不是以神圣的爱，那永远坚定的爱来爱我？
Do you love me with the agape love, the divine love?
你是不是以我的爱来去爱你的家人？
Do you use that love to love your family members?
你是不是以我的爱来去爱弟兄姐妹，来去经历我的爱？
Do you love me at the same way like you love brothers and sisters?
你是不是用我的爱来去爱你的同事，你的邻居？
Do you love the same way that you love me within your communities and your neighbors and colleagues?
主耶稣借助我爱的反思，再次来恢复彼得对他的爱心。
Jesus gives Peter an opportunity to respond to his love again.
主耶稣已经赦免了他。
Christ Jesus have forgiven him.
主耶稣已经接纳了他。
Lord Jesus already accepted him.
接下来主耶稣怎么样的回应彼得的话，然后怎么样的肯定他。
Subsequently, how did Jesus firm up his faith? And
接下来我们看第二点的话，就是顺服耶稣基督就是爱他。
The second point is to obey Jesus Christ is to love him.
我跟我儿子告诉他们我们在亚洲生活的一些的经验。
I have told my son about my experience living in Southeast Asia.
他们尤其是他们小的时候，告诉他们说，你知道吗？我爸爸在亚洲的时候，有时候这个给爷爷奶奶用这个藤啊，这个藤条哈、啊、来打打的这个身体上哈、啊，还有一些这个痕迹。
I told my sons that when I was young in Southeast Asia, sometimes I was caned by our parents, and it shows lines on my body.
他们有时候会笑，他们有时候是睁着眼睛看我是真的吗？
Sometimes they laughed, sometimes they looked at me like, "Are you sure? Is it true?"
那我告诉他说，我曾经在我班里面，老师用这个木板来打学生的手掌。
I told him that when I was in school, the teachers took cane and beat me up.
打手掌打到这个连扯都断掉了。
Sometimes he beat me up so hard that the cane would break.
哇，他们听到了，他们很惊讶。
So when they heard this, they were shocked.
这不可能发生在美国。
That's not possible. It doesn't wouldn't happen in America.
那来到美国以后，我就发现有另外一个教导孩子的方法。
In America, I know there's another way to teach children.
我学习到，当你罚孩子以后，你还要告诉他为什么你要罚他。
I learned that when you have punished the kids, you should explain to them why you punish them.
当你处罚他以后，你还要抱他来肯定他你对他的爱。
After you punish them, you have to hug them and to affirm the love you have for them.
有没有学过这个方法呢？
Have you learned this method?
爱不单是处罚。
Love is not just punishment.
爱需要被肯定。
Love needs to be affirmed.
我们在星期四，过去的星期四，我们的祷告会里面，我们这周的这个祷告会的主题。
Last Thursday, during the prayer meeting.
出于神的好管教。
The theme is from the good teaching of our Lord.
God's good discipline. 出于神的好管教。
God's good discipline.
儿女，神的儿女，我们会跌倒，我们会得罪神。
As children of God, we would fall, we would sin against God.
我们知道神管教就是因为神爱他的儿女。
We know that when the Lord disciplined, that's because he loves his children.
所以我们基督徒当我们受管教的时候，我们不要觉得很沮丧。
So as Christians, where we are disciplined, we should not be disheartened.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们反而要来去思考，我们反而我们要来为我们所受的管教感谢神，因为神爱我们。
As the scriptures taught us, when the Lord disciplines us, we need to think about these things, we need to repent, and we need to be thankful that the Lord disciplines us.
爱需要被肯定。
Love must be affirmed.
虽然彼得在人生当中他失败了。
Although Peter has failed many times in the life,
神耶稣继续的爱他。
Jesus continues to love him.
那耶稣怎么样的来传递他对彼得的爱呢？怎么肯定他呢？
How did Jesus affirm him?
耶稣要彼得常常在他的爱里面生活。
Jesus wants Peter to live in his love.
彼得被耶稣问了三次，你爱我吗？他就开始忧愁了。
So Peter was grieved after Jesus asked him three times if you love him.
但耶稣的目的不是怀疑彼得的回答。
Jesus' motives is not suspicious of Peter's response.
他要彼得全然的这个恢复。
He wants Peter to be completely restored.
他要彼得被肯定，就是他的答案是对的。
He wants Peter to understand that his answer is correct.
他要彼得再一次的来忠心，来效忠于他的主人。
He wants Peter to once again completely submit to his Lord.
每次彼得回答主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣回答说，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊。
Every time when Peter responded, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus responded to him saying, feed my lambs, tend my sheep.
我们知道羊这个本性啊，羊的属性。
We know the characteristics of sheep.
所以圣经里面常常用羊跟牧人的比喻。
And scripture uses the analogy of lamb and shepherds.
羊是很软弱的，羊是很愚昧无知的。
The sheep are very weak and very ignorant.
然后羊也是，尤其是小羊也是很无助的。
Especially the lambs, they are very weak.
有野兽来的时候，跑也不比其他的野兽跑得快。
When they're being attacked by the animals, the predators, they can't run.
带头的羊如果跳进河里面，其他的后面的都会跟着跳进去河里面。
When the leader sheep jumped off the cliff, everyone follows to jump off the cliff.
羊需要被爱，被保护。
Lamb needs to be loved and protected.
耶稣说，你喂羊，你牧养我的羊。
Jesus said, you feed, you tend my sheep.
耶稣是这位大牧者。
Jesus is the great shepherd.
耶稣怎么爱他的羊，为他的羊舍命。
Jesus sacrificed for the sheep and loved them.
耶稣在这里委任彼得，你成为我羊的牧羊人。
Jesus is telling Peter here at this point that you now will be my shepherd.
一个失败的，一个 在人面前不认主的，神竟然，耶稣基督竟然委派他来去爱，来去牧养他的羊。
A person who has denied Christ, a person who has failed several times, God, Jesus have called him to be a shepherd, be his shepherd.
当日耶稣对彼得这个托付，
That day when Jesus gave him this call,
我想不单单是给彼得。
I believe it's not just for Peter.
同样的，主耶稣今天问我们在座的主耶稣基督的门徒，跟随主的人。
In the same way, Jesus is asking all of you today and all who follow Christ.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你牧养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊。
You shepherd my sheep and you tend. You shepherd my lamb and tend to my sheep.
主耶稣爱我们，把他看为最重要的这个使命托付给我们在座的所有的跟随他的人。
Jesus loves us so much that this most important commission he has committed to all of us.
他知道我们会软弱，会跌倒，会失败吗？
He knows that we are weak, we would fall, and we would fail.
但是主耶稣却把这个 伟大的重大的这个使命来托付给我们。
Indeed, he gave us this great commission upon all of us.
刚才这个儿童们唱、背唱的哈一首诗歌，看到没有？马太福音28:19-20。
The children church was singing a song from Matthew 28:19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So go and make disciples of all nations.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And obey everything that I have commanded you.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you even to the ends of the earth.
如果你是做父母亲的，谁是你的羊呢？
So if you are parents, who is your sheep?
你已经信了主，你是主的门徒，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你是做父母的，那你在家里的孩子们就是神所托付给你的小羊。
If you have belief in the Lord Jesus, then your children are your sheep.
如果你是团契的负责人，如果你是主日学老师，主日学老师，如果你是儿童主日学的老师。
If you are leaders in the fellowships or teachers in the children church,
在你班里面的这些学生们都是你的小羊，你的羊。
All the kids in your classes and your house, they are your sheep and your lambs.
我们在座的主耶稣给彼得这个托付，包括我们在座的每一位，所以谁是我们的小羊？就是我们周围的，我们的弟兄姐妹，都是我们所要来照顾，我们所要爱的主的羊。
So all of you who seated here, every one of the people that you come in contact, they are your sheep and your lambs.
我在中学的时候喜欢运动。
I like to exercise when I was in high school.
但是比上不足，比下有余。
I'm
not very good and not very bad either. So I'm sort of in the middle. 我就在中间。所以我不能参加第一队，所以常常呢，就是参加队的时候也参加了校队，可是呢，就是做这个后补哈，就是 backup person.
So I can't sign up for being in a competition. So I'm always like a backup person.
所以老师说，来，你来参加，因为我们需要一个后补哈。如果是这个第一队的队员，这个他们不能哈受伤了还是怎么样，那你可以补上去。
So the teacher says, "Come on and join me. You know, if the first player is hurt, you can be the backup."
那在美国哈。我看到这个孩子们，当他们参加队的时候啊，每一个人都有机会上场来去比赛啊。
In America, I realized that even the kids who's joining the team, every one of them have opportunity to be on in the field.
可是，在亚洲的时候，我们学校只有好的这个好的运动员才有机会在场里面来比赛，其他的你就是拿球啊，拿水啊。
But in Southeast Asia, only the good ones get to play the game on the field. But those backups, all they do is just carrying water, pick up balls.
那等他们受伤了，等他们不行了，然后才请你说，那
，Only when they're hurt,
勉强的上去吧。
Only when they're hurt and they can't perform, then they have to get you to come and help.
弟兄姐妹，你看到吗？彼得在他人生最低落的时候，他失败的时候。主耶稣不是看他为后补，主耶稣把他看为最重要的使命托付给他。
Peter, when he is in the lowest point of his life, when he fails so much, he has feel so unworthy. The Lord Jesus not only called him, but entrusted upon him the greatest commission.
主耶稣把他最爱的他自己的羊托付给这一位。他的门徒彼得
Jesus committed the lambs whom he loved dearly to Peter.
爱是有行动的。
Love is action.
爱是通过这个被肯定，这个行为的肯定。
Love is affirmed by action.
主耶稣是用他自己的生命来买赎他的羊。
Jesus have used his life to purchase his sheep.
他竟然差遣彼得说：“你来去喂养、牧养我的羊群。”
He has sent Peter to feed and to tend my sheep.
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得我们是不是觉得很累，我们觉得有的时候我们所做的事情上，我们觉得很灰心。
Brothers and sisters, I wonder if you feel tired or feel discouraged in the things that you do.
圣经教我们，
The scripture teaches us.
我们要想到，当我们在执行我们的工作的时候，
When we're working,
无论是看小孩，
whether it's looking after kids,
接送小孩，
or sending and picking up kids,
半夜起来为我们的这个婴孩，
waking up in the middle of the night to feed our babies,
在教会里面服侍，
serving in the church,
这一切你知道吗？都是神托付给我们，神呼召我们，神给我们机会来去服侍他。
All of these are Christ has given to us, God has given us and called us to serve him.
神要我们能够在我们生活里面为他做见证。
God wants us to bear witness of him in our everyday life,
来荣耀他的名，
to glorify his name.
弟兄姐妹，我们要想，我们今天我们生活每一个小节都是神的旨意，都是神的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, we have to think that every area in our life are called by God and committed by him.
我们是因为爱神的缘故，我们愿意来去服侍，服侍众人，服侍我们所爱的人。
Because of love, we want to go and serve our spouse, our family, our community, and our neighbors.
我们借着我们顺服主的教导，我们来去彰显神的爱，来去经历神的爱。
To respond to him, we responded through obedience and love.
所以耶稣在这里，他不但是来叫彼得反思他的爱，他也在这里，他也借助他托付给彼得的使命，再一次的让他肯定他的爱。
Not only is Jesus calling Peter to affirm him, but to also encourage him.
门徒跟主的关系是建立在爱，在神的爱中。
Disciple and the Lord's relationship is established upon love.
我们能够经历主的爱，因为主把重要的使命托付给我们，肯定他对我们的爱。
We can experience his love because our Lord has committed to us his commandments and affirmed his love upon us.
今天也是主的爱来激励我们，能够来接受别人批评，别人对我们的不满。
So today, in the same way, is because of his love in our heart that we can able to withstand people's criticism.
今天也是因着主的爱，我们能够来去爱那些不可爱的人，那些以我们为敌的人。
Today, in the same way, it is because of Jesus' love, we can love people who is unlovable and are enemies as well.
今天也是因为主的爱，许多人愿意把他自己放下来去跟随主耶稣。
Today, as well, because of the love of Christ, we're able to put ourselves down to follow him.
当你觉得失败的时候，当你觉得软弱的时候，
when you are weak and when you feel like a failure,
弟兄姐妹，希望今天主耶稣的话来激励你。
I pray that the word of Christ will establish you.
主耶稣仍然的今天问你，你爱我吗？
Jesus is asking you today, do you love me?
你真正的爱我吗？
Do you truly love me?
你喂羊，你牧养我的小羊。
Feed my lambs, tend my sheep.
接下来我们一起用一首回应的诗歌来回应 今天的信息。
Let us respond with a hymn.